There was a media frenzy surrounding the opening of the Czech Republic's first Starbucks on Friday. In its new branch on Prague's Malostranské náměstí, the world's largest coffee shop chain promises to enrich people's lives one cup of coffee at a time. It remains to be seen whether Starbucks will live up to its promise and attract Czechs to pay more than the average for a mug of premium coffee. There's certainly been a lot of anticipation leading up to Starbucks' arrival, but will it prove to have been anything more than a storm in a coffee cup? Rosie Johnson met the president of Starbucks Europe, Middle East and Africa, Cliff Barrow. In the run-up to the opening, she asked him why the chain had decided to open here and now.
Well, we've always been excited about the potential of bringing Starbucks to the Czech market, and we're absolutely delighted that now is the right time. We have the right opportunity with this marvellous store here in the heart of Prague.
Maybe Starbucks coffee might be slightly more expensive than just a cup of coffee that you would buy in a cukrarna here. So what kind of people maybe do you expect to be coming to this store now that it's open?
Well, becoming a part of a local community is really important for us, and our experience around the world is that people appreciate the quality coffee, 100% Arabica coffee that we bring. They recognize that it is a premium product and are prepared to pay a premium price. We have found that over time we become accessible to all members of the community. Some people use us every day, some people use us from time to time, and in a location such as this in the central Prague, obviously there will be people who know Starbucks from around the world, and I'm sure will pop in for a coffee.
Okay, about fitting into the local community, are there any particular products that you've maybe got on sale here that you don't have elsewhere? Can you tell me if you've made any special plans for this Prague Starbucks?
Starbucks as a global brand really does try and bring a consistency of the product offer. There's a choice of more than 87,000 products that you can choose in terms of the handcrafted beverages, and we find people around the globe prefer that. Often people customize in different ways. People like sweeter products, people like vanilla lattes, for instance, in some parts of the world, or low-fat caramel macchiatos. With regard to the food range, we tend to customize that.
What sort of food can we be expecting in this branch and why?
Very much. People come to us for the signature products, such as blueberry muffins, espresso brownies, which are now signature products for us around the world. With lunchtime, people tend to like their own breads, so there are tomato breads here, and it's that mix of the different types of hams, the different types of chickens, and there's a mixture there of traditional favourites from the Czech market and also some modern trends on wellness, so low-calorie, low-fat products as well.
Is this the first of many stores in the Czech Republic?
We're excited by the potential. It is our first one, and we're really focused today on the opening of this store. We don't set specific targets because we really open one store at a time, and we hope to have more stores open in the coming months.
President of Starbucks, Cliff Burrows, speaking to Rosie Johnson at the opening of the first Starbucks outlet in Prague.